In the vast world of diplomacy, there is nothing to compare to the late lamented pre-match handshake. In the wrong hands, it could be a hand of peace, but deployed properly, perhaps by a seen-it-all-before cornerback who no longer had the legs, it was an elegant, unrivalled weapon of war. Managers these days have no time for the blindingly obvious, and because they greatly underestimate the tone-setting potential of the pre-match handshake, it has fallen into disuse. Mavrone, Mavrone. Ah, but in the good old days, said cornerback would have his direct opponent singled out from the very moment he wheeled his Sparky's van to the car park with a ball of smoke bravado that fooled nobody. And while others engaged in futile affectations like stretching and practicing their freeze, our hero maintained a constant line of eye contact with his imminent foe, a considerable feat, it must be said, from 80 yards. This long-range stalking had primal roots, proving an evolutionary connection tracing the defender all the way back to the ape. The corner forward feigned indifference, hid behind a colleague, pranced and preened, but he could never shake off the long-distance attentions of his nemesis. Eventually, the referee would toss, and the corner forward would proceed to his berth with ever-decreasing bravery, his running style bringing to mind a cat tiptoeing through a series of puddles. At 30 yards, the corner back, who hadn't moved an inch in 20 minutes, or indeed 5 seasons, suddenly broke off all eye contact. And aping, pun intended, the manner of a not-for-turning love interest in a tragic Italian opera, launched a 1,000-yard stare in the direction of the far embankment. Suddenly, the responsibility for the next move lay with the corner forward. He was, of course, spectacularly ill-equipped for such decisiveness. He quickly pondered all manner of imponderables. If I don't shake his hand, will I incur his wrath? If I do, will he think less of me? Am I going fast enough to stage a hamstring pull? What if I keep running here and out over the fence and home? Will anyone notice? He invariably sought to placate his indifferent opponent by extending his right hand. And thus the mood for the day was set. The cornerback's grab, the squeeze for what seemed like a full 5 minutes, but was probably longer. The wriggling corner forward dancing this way and that, and almost wrapping himself up in a knot in efforts to get away. The roar of transfixed supporters. Good man, Johnny, give him the old hucklebuck. And it was not unheard of for this captivating cameo to extend for the entire first half, during which time both players might even handle clean possession while maintaining their extraordinary vigil. This was just one manifestation of the pre-match handshake. There were other considerations too. I knew a man who advised a full-bodied spit on the hands just as your opponent approached, while a not insignificant number of players knew the disconcerting value of the unexpected shake with the weaker hand. These were men, and indeed women, who took their Gaelic game seriously. They put more thought into the pre-match handshake than they did into trivialities such as whether their opponent had a left foot or a distinctive dummy. The ideal pre-match handshake was also accompanied by a spoken inquiry, perhaps into the well-being of a loved one, and his or her whereabouts the previous night. No one could accuse the shaker of being anything other than a caring soul with a holistic concern for his fellow man. It was life-enriching stuff. And nowadays players barely engage at all before a match. Just a quick, effeminate slap on an open palm, an inquiry about the prospect of sharing Twitter detail afterwards, and a respectful hour in each other's company. It's far too tame, you know. Far too tame.